Let's talk about the issue of the bracha of Gaal Yisrael before Shmona Esrei. Very often you hear the Chazan will say the first part of the bracha out loud, and then his voice will trail off, and he'll say Gaal Yisrael, those two words, to himself quietly. Is this a necessity? Is this an appropriate minig? Where does it come from? So I think if you ask most of the people who do this, they'll say the following, that a person is not supposed to say Amen after Gaal Yisrael, and therefore, in order to prevent anybody in the tzibur from saying Amen, they simply trail off Gaal Yisrael, they say to themselves, and this way nobody will say Amen. So in order to understand this and evaluate how recommended this might be, we have to understand a little bit about the issue of saying Amen after Gaal Yisrael. In fact, this is a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samech Vav. The Mechaber does paskin that it is a hefsek to say Amen between Gaal Yisrael and Shmona Esrei. We know that there is something called Smichas Geula Litfila. We want to move straight from Gaal Yisrael, Krishma, and Birchas Krishma, Gaal Yisrael, right into Shmona Esrei, and saying Amen would be an interruption. The Ramah disagrees, and the Ramah holds that it's not an interruption, and there one would in fact say Amen. If a person says Gaal Yisrael, and then a couple of seconds later, the Chazan says, Baruchat Hashem, Gaal Yisrael, the person would say, Amen, and then he would begin his Shmona Esrei. So this is a machlokas, and the Ikar HaDin for Ashkenazim is like the Ramah, that a person would in fact say Amen after Gaal Yisrael, before Shmona Esrei, something that most people don't know. The Mishnah Berurah quotes there that many people are makbit to try to be Yotzei L'chol HaDeyos. They don't want to have to answer Amen because of the opinion of the Mechaber. On the other hand, you can't just not answer Amen if you're Ashkenazi, because the Ramah says that you do answer Amen. So is there anything we can do to solve this problem? So he quotes that some people, what they tried to do was to wait at Sur Yisrael, answer Amen there, and then go on to Shmona Esrei. So this is actually counterproductive, because whereas the Ramah passes, you can answer Amen after Gaal Yisrael, the halacha is that during Birchas Kriyishma, like at Sur Yisrael, in the middle of the bracha, there you definitely cannot answer Amen, unless you're answering Amen to the bracha after HaKel HaKadosh or Shemet Tefila and Chazar Seshatz, you cannot answer Amen. So that does not work. But there are two other etzes that the Mishnah Berurah gives based on the earlier poskim. One, I think, is most common, is that people simply say the bracha together with the Chazan. Baruchat Hashem, Gaal Yisrael. And since you said it together with the Chazan, you don't say Amen, because that would be answering Amen basically to your own bracha. And although there is an opinion, the Tur cites that one even says Amen to his own bracha for the bracha of Gaal Yisrael, that is not accepted la'alacha, and that would get you out of the problem. Alternatively, a person can start Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. If you just start that pasuk, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, before the Chazan finishes the bracha of Gaal Yisrael, then you'll already be in Shmona Esrei mode, and one would not answer Amen. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So it would seem that the idea of saying Gaal Yisrael quietly is simply another attempt to solve this issue and to be able to be Yotzei L'chol HaDeyos. But let's understand a little bit more about Birchas Krishma to find out if this is really a great option. So there is a Rush which is quoted and discussed in the Turin Beis Yosef, and even is reflected a little bit in the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Nun Tes. But the Rush writes that he would be Yotzei Birchas Krishma with the Chazan, except that, you know, it's not easy to focus the entire time. If you lose focus at some point in the middle of the bracha, you won't be Yotzei, and therefore he says the bracha together with the Chazan. The Chazan apparently would say the whole bracha out loud, and he would say the bracha together with the Chazan, and then he would quickly finish up the bracha and answer Amen. So it's clear from the Rosh that you can be Yotzei Birchas Krishma with the Chazan. It's similar to Chazar Seshatz, but better, because when it comes to Chazar Seshatz, only someone who doesn't know how to daven can be Yotzei, whereas here in Birchas Krishma, even a Baki can be Yotzei, the Birchas Krishma, with the Chazan. But why would the Rosh go ahead and want to be Yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur instead of saying it himself? So the Gra seems to understand that there's some sort of an advantage to being Yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur. Perhaps the idea is that Birchas Krishma ideally should be said as a group, as a whole tzibur together. And the best way to do that is to be Yotzei through the Shliach Tzibur. So even if we're not doing that, there is an idea that the Birchas Krishma should be said together as a tzibur. And perhaps that might require the Chazan to say all the brachos of Birchas Krishma out loud. Rav Yosef Eliel Henkin, one of the great poskim of the 20th century, who, Derech Agav, was very against the practice of saying Gaal Yisrael quietly, he argued the following, not exactly like we just said, but a similar twist. He said that Chazal or Misakin, it's not just that it's an option for you to be Yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur. Chazal or Misakin, that the Chazan should say the Birchas Krishma out loud in order that if there's someone who needs to be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur, he can be. And therefore, that goes for the first bracha after Baruch Hu, and it goes for the conclusions of all of the brachas, including the bracha of Gal Yisrael. And therefore, it must be said out loud by the Chazan. Rav Soloveitchik as well is quoted as saying the same thing. And this is one of the reasons why some of the poskim were against this practice of saying Gal Yisrael to themselves. There are other objections as well. Some argue that maybe it's not covetic to the bracha to trail off in the middle. Some pointed out that if poskim had been discussing ways to get out of the main conundrum for generations, and no one ever brought this up until very recently, a relatively recent minig, so therefore there must be a reason for that, and it should not be practiced. So many of the poskim are against this practice of Gal Yisrael quietly. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach as well is quoted as saying that if you're in a shul where they're makbid to say it quietly, okay, but otherwise he recommends not saying it quietly. You should dafka say it out loud. There are poskim who defend the practice of saying it quietly, so it's not like there's nobody to rely on, and those who say it quietly, there are poskim certainly who do defend it. But many poskim suggest that one say the entire bracha out loud. In any event, this is only a strategy in order to avoid something which is really mutter mikra din for Ashkenazim, which is saying amen after Gal Yisrael. So it would seem that the best thing would be to rely on some of the other options, such as something that I think everyone does anyway, which is saying the whole bracha together with the chazan.